So you are not dealing with restlessness at all, because you can't touch that. You see, it's something living, you know. So you are playing with it, but not dealing with restlessness. You don't have to do a thing about it.
Accept, huh?
Accepting means the same.
For what? The same. Huh? For what you say.
You accept means you have not accepted.
If but you have nothing to do about
it. If you accept restlessness, then it ceases to be a problem. You say you accept. You have not accepted it.
No, I know. But I
that is why
there is more and more
restlessness
there. Then I'm going to accept.
Don't accept. Do something to free yourself from restlessness.
I have to live with it.
That's another word you are using. Accept.
Do you mean
these are all the phrases which you bring yourself from somewhere, huh?
Do you mean that there is no I and life?
There is no I and restlessness.
I have a feeling you try yourself.
It is one.
Again, I have to
there is no separation. There is no separation. There is no I and something and life.
It is not that you are restless. When restlessness is all that is there, then it is not a problem. There is no question of living with it, there is no question of accepting it, there is no question of doing anything about it.
Right. But the whole problem is judgment, constant judgment, that restlessness is not good, for instance.
Restlessness is a secondary effect. The primary thing is something else. The primary thing is you want to be without restlessness.
Yes.
That's all. That is the primary thing. So wanting to be free without restlessness, wanting to be free from restlessness is the problem. Not restlessness. You are not dealing with restlessness at all. Yesterday we were talking of, you see,
fear,
restlessness. These are all the same. As long as you want to be free from something that is not there.
So what you say there is no restlessness.
No restlessness, no ego, nothing of the kind.
What do I feel then? I have learned to call that restless.
You are made to feel because you are trying to free yourself from something that is not there.
So I learned it when I was three.
Yes.
They say, oh, you are so restless.
You go on and on living with it.
Yeah.
Living with restlessness. Accepting restlessness. Not doing anything about restlessness. That is all that you are doing, but you are not dealing with restlessness. See, because you are frightened of that restlessness, what you call restlessness. If you touch it, you burn. The whole thing, all that you are doing will be burnt there. You are more interested in doing something about restlessness than, you see, leave it alone.
So, when you do something about it, you can survive.
Yeah, that's all that you are interested in, survival of what?
Yeah, of the idea.
You are giving life to the restlessness that way. You have created restlessness, feeling restlessness, and giving life to restlessness, and you don't want to be free from restlessness. That's all that you are doing. That is all that is there, but not restlessness. Restlessness was there just a few seconds ago. That was the end. Finished.
You say when you try to touch it, the restlessness, then you will burn.
Because
but that means
the way is that if you touch the fire, it doesn't play with the fire. You are the one that is playing with the fire. Now the child just removes the hand. Finished. That's the end of the story.
Oh, I thought about the word restlessness. When you try
you
to
are using a word.
Do something about it, you will burn, you say.
Restlessness is the result of something. You are restless because you want to do something.
Yeah.
And what is that something? It changes.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. You have to do something.
Yeah.
You see, better. More interesting. You understand?
Yeah.
You want to be free from boredom, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You see? And so, because there is nothing that you can do about boredom, you are becoming more and more and more restless. So this is, you see, the result of your wanting to do something. that is not there. It was there. You called it boredom, you called it something else. And you want to achieve that, that's why you are restless, otherwise no. What, sir?
No questions.
Yeah? Before you finish it, it is good. Why so many colors there? Before you complete it, it was good. You know, you go on and on and on and on and on with that, you see. I don't even bother to complete my sentence. These people find it very difficult, you see. It's like clips, you see, it's like different frames. So if you expect something through this kind of a dialogue, conversation, you are not going to get anywhere. Not that you see you have to go and...
I have the feeling that I can get anywhere.
Are interested in, you want to understand. And that understanding you think will help you to act differently. Whatever you are doing is born out of your restlessness, all your actions. All your actions are born out of your restlessness.
Yeah.
That's a fact. All your actions. So I say there is no action possible. Pure action, spontaneous action, and loving action, forget all that business. There is no action. That action is not on that level.
I cannot follow that.
There is nothing to follow. You want to follow, I say there is no need for you to follow. There is no need for you to understand.
You mean everything happens?
Yes.
Everything happens.
Right? That itself is an action. See, your wanting to, your actions are always born out of your ideas. You are wanting to be free from restlessness, for example. Right? You want to be free from restlessness. So you want to find out the cause of your restlessness. That's the logical thinking. If I found the cause, you see, of my restlessness. You did not know why this restlessness was there before. It had no cause. You see, there is some activity there. You called it restlessness, right?
I feel it at once.
No, you have given a name to it. So when once you give a name, you want to find out the cause of that restlessness. So that next time, you will see that, you see, that you will not be restless again. That is your interest, you see. You want to understand. Through understanding, you want to act differently and free yourself from restlessness. Right. You say that, you see, I have to live with restlessness. I have to accept restlessness. This is all the psychological jargon that you are listening there. When you go to, when you visit the psychiatrist. Or you go to a religious man, he says, you see, something else. But you are not dealing with restlessness. Restlessness is something living. This you don't seem to understand. You can never be free from that. It's not something that you should be free from. That means, you see, a corpse is restless. You become a corpse. According to you, you see, the restlessness is a dead thing. You are dead already. Anybody who is trying to be free from restlessness is a dead person, because all these ideas are dead ideas of somebody giving you ideas, telling you how to be free from restlessness and that you should be free from restlessness. They are telling you all kinds of things, but you are not dealing with restlessness at all. It's all are the same. Don't bother about restlessness, anger, the anxiety, worry. They are all the variations of the same situation.
And what to bother?
You
that?
Use 10 different names. Frustration, anxiety, worry, restlessness, I don't know all the other things you have, 100 different things you want to handle and free yourself from. But they are all the same. You don't have to deal with it one after the other, one after the other. So what are you doing about restlessness? What are you doing about frustration? What are you doing about the things that you want to be free from? You are not doing anything, except you are talking about it, thinking about it, discussing them and trying to find out a cause so that you will avoid next time. It is not there, and before you see what produces restlessness, you want to find out the cause so that you can avoid next time. Next time the situation will exactly be the same. There is no guarantee that you will act differently, because this experience of yours has not helped you to understand anything and act differently. This is not a negative statement that I am making. Very often you think that if I had all these experiences before, you see, my life would have been different. 10 years from now on, I guarantee that you will be telling yourself exactly the same thing. So the experience is not going to help you to understand anything, act in any way different from the way you are acting today. You will have more knowledge. You learn more from the people. Live with the anxiety, live with restlessness, accept restlessness, don't do anything about restlessness. These are all the different phrases, different concepts you are picking up from all these people. In exactly the same way, you are also learning something from what I am saying.
I don't.
Where is the restlessness now? Where is the restlessness now?
Now
why should we discuss about restlessness when it is not there?
Yeah, I'm afraid for the future. When the restlessness,
when the anger is not there, when you are angry, you don't do a thing about it. It's gone. Next time, how you can be free from anger? The situation will be different, not exactly the same. Always one element difference every situation. So what is the point? Discussion is not going to help you. Understanding is not going to help you. Because understanding is on that level. You see, understanding is not going to help you to act differently. The understanding is live with restlessness, accept restlessness, all those phrases which you are throwing at me is all that is there for you. It has not helped you so far, and more knowledge about that is not going to help you.
Well, the restlessness is away, but then there is now frustration, because what
there
to
is,
do?
Yes, about what?
What you say?
No, not what you see. That's problem, not what I say. Don't bother about what I am saying. I am not saying anything. I am just saying, why are you talking about restlessness? Why do you want to discuss that as an abstract subject? What is there now?
Frustration.
At this moment, there is no frustration there. What is going on there is to demand on your part to know how you can be free from frustration. That's all that you are interested in. That's all that you are doing. So it's useless. You can sit there for the next 20 years and listen to this.
20.
Go away.
20.
Walk away. Go away. Do something.
Then moron.
You are a moron. I'm sorry. You don't like
moron?
That. You're an idiot.
I'm not calling
you an idiot. That's what you are.
Oh, I know. Yeah, now that was what I was thinking today.
You are intelligent. Don't you want to understand this problem for yourself, you are the one that is restless. Instead of handling that, dealing with that problem, you go to somebody and he tells you this is how you should be free from restlessness. Live with restlessness, accept restlessness. You don't have to do a thing about restlessness. You never did anything, you are not going to do anything about it except to learn more and more and more about, you see, how to deal with restlessness which is not there. When you are angry, you see, the whole system is absorbing that anger. Is a tremendous, you see, energy there. Otherwise, you see, you are dead. If you are not responding to a situation, you are dead. It's like a wave in the ocean. You cannot separate the wave from the ocean. You are not going to succeed there. One wave is high, another tide is low. So many things are happening. You are not responsible for that. What somebody says, and then you say that, you see, you should not get angry. You know, what the hell is there? For centuries we have been told that you should not get angry. It is not the anger that is destructive, harmful, but you are wanting to do something to free yourself from anger. That's the one that will hurt you and hurt somebody. Because you are frustrated, you have never freed you. Don't believe all those fellows who say that they are free from anger. You should see them in their private life. You will be surprised.
I believe it all.
Yes, sitting on the platform and talking, you see, about anger, it has no meaning. For a school classroom discussion, it's interesting. Academic discussions, it's interesting. To write books, very interesting. But you are not dealing with something living there. Anger is, if you are not angry in that particular situation, you are dead. You are already dead. So why do you want to put an end to your life? You don't have to bother. Then the life begins to live. You are more useful, as I said, to nature, dead than alive. A alive person will go to a guru or go to a doctor, go to a health food store, and then give some money to you. That's all that. Otherwise, you see, you have no use for anybody. Nature is not interested in saving its own life. You see, restlessness is yours. It is something that is happening there. If you can't deal with it, who else in this world can help you? Because, you see, that the most important thing, anything that is happening there cannot be wrong, cannot be false. The whole culture can say that. The whole society can stand up and cry, you see, that, you see, what they are telling you, that you should not be free from. You see, you should be free from this, you should be free from that. That's the one that is creating the battle there, the problem there. So, don't come here. Go somewhere, do what you like. Put a guru, stand on your head, hang from the tree. Do what you like.
Yeah, I did it yesterday.
Yes, you did it. What did you do? And you are back here again.
Mm-hmm. Why do you talk to people?
Because they are asking questions. What do I? I'm telling them, don't waste your time. That's all.
That's from you.
No. There are some people there ready to help you go there. That's all that I'm saying.
But the restless and the anger is a form of energy.
Yeah.
It's an energy.
Restlessness, is it not energy there?
What?
Is not restlessness tremendous release of energy there? It is energy.
It is energy.
Yes, anger is energy. Jealousy is energy.
Obstructive.
It's not obstructive. Society says it's bad, not that. It is there. If somebody makes a pass at your girlfriend or a beautiful wife, if you don't react, something wrong with you. You are not a living person.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. In that way, it's a fact. You see, why you are condemning it, I want to know. Simply because the society condemns it, and you create a battle there for you. You don't have energy to deal with that. You see, you are more interested in how to be free from jealousy than dealing with it. You are not dealing with that. That moment where you felt jealous was a living moment. You see, you didn't have to do a thing about it, it's gone. By thinking about it, you see, you are giving life to it unnecessarily. The desire is not something wrong. The desire, you have a desire there. It's a living thing there. Probably a corpse cannot have desires. I don't know. But if you don't have any desires, this may not have desires. But the energy that is there is something tremendous.
Something else comes in that one has to become aware of it.
No, how can you be aware of it? If you tell me that another
word. You see, it's happening. If I'm jealous and I'm told.
You are not looking. You are not looking at jealousy there. You have no. You see, there are no thoughts there. Sorry, the what is there is only about thought. Have you ever tried it?
How about?
We always talk as if have about is the thought. You are mechanically repeating those words. It is a computer. It's a tape recorder, it is repeating, you see. What is there? There are no thoughts at all. What is there, what is going on, is there only about thought. Thought is this, thought is not that. Other than that, you cannot separate yourself from thought and look at it and say, if you say this is thought, what you are saying is about thought, but not thought. Thought cannot be separated from, you see, you. I don't know.
Well, how about what the watcher is?
Where is the watcher? The watcher. There is no watcher. The watcher is what to do about the thought. The one who is saying, watching is the thought. There is no thought, there is no watcher. There is this one. You can do it now. I am not your teacher. You can do it now. The now is here, you see. You look at your thought and you tell me. You tell me something about it. So all these meditation tricks and techniques are games. If you want to play the games, it's fine, you see. But you can't look at it. There are no two thoughts. When there are no two, you will have no way of looking at it, no observer, no observation, nothing is there. All this talk, nonsense, pure observation, perception, don't listen to all that crap that comes from the East. There is no perception, pure perception. It is good for the students of philosophy to discuss there in the universities and metaphysicians, you see, to discuss that everlastingly. There is no such thing as perception without perceiver. The perceiver is the one who has the knowledge. Pure perception, nothing. You can say that it is pure perception, but it is still a projection of the perceiver. He still has the knowledge and says that it is pure perception.
It's still duality.
There is, you see. They don't use the duality because we get into trouble. There are two. The observer, the observed. You see, well, the observer is the observed. All that is very interesting. See, they had nothing else to do in India. These metaphysicians sat there and then viewed of all kinds of funny things. You would be surprised. You know, they reached the acme. They dealt with the thought. But if you really want to find out for yourself, you would be surprised what nonsense all that is about. You can do it. You are more intelligent than those people. I tell you, more evolved than those people who existed 2500 years ago. You are far superior to them. If you don't want, if you are satisfied, if you want to swallow all that stuff and be content, good. You are a living person. You are the one to deal with these things. What they tell about those things, you are not interested in that. That is responsible for your misery in life. Wanting to fit yourself into that framework, whether it is oriental or occidental, it really doesn't matter. All your battles are how to fit into the framework that the society has created for you. The culture that has created for you, the human. It does not mean that you become a reactionary and burn all these books, burn all these churches. You know, you become, you see, a hippie. I'm not saying that at all. That is just a reaction to that. So the fight, the battle you have there constantly is how to fit yourself into that framework. And that framework is not outside, it is not given by somebody. See, you have made it part of yourself. That is you. Where is the energy for you to deal with these things? You know, all your energy is exhausted, wasted, fighting this battle. You are fighting all the time, violent inside. There is no way that you can deal with these things. Observe. Come on, observe, you see. All right, do it now. You see, observing this and observing your thoughts inside, they are not two different things. You can't even look at it. You never looked at it in your life. Never. You can sing songs, look at the flower, listen to the river, watch the cloud. Poetry, romantic, have you ever? Or if you look at it, you see, trying to look at it differently, you will go crazy. You will end up in a mental hospital. Both of you, the psychiatrist and you. True. You see, you are trying to force yourself to look at it and you see all kinds of details, minute details, and every leaf, everything is different. What the hell you are doing? You see, the eye is not interested in looking at that at all. Because it cannot look at that. You see, it's constantly moving, constantly changing. Distraction is its nature. But you come along and say you concentrate, look at it. What will you do there? It is disturbing the chemistry, it's a pain to the eye. It's not interested in that, the beauty of the flower. That is your idea, that's the beauty of the flower. Who says that rose is more beautiful than, you see, the flower that is there, the grass flower that you are stepping on? You see, you never looked at that. You see, you are always looking at this. If the world were to be filled with only roses, it would be a horrible world for you to live. If all people look alike, it would be horrible. Have you ever looked at the faces? No two faces are the same. This is a scientific fact now. No two human beings are the same. The whole culture is trying to fit everybody into the same common mold. Everybody has to admire the beauty of a rose, the beauty of our ideas. Go to that fellow museum. That's all that you are made to do.
But we try to do the same.
What are you doing? You are doing nothing. Sorry. Right. What are you doing? Fighting. Listening to all this nonsense. Adding more words, more phrases. What for?
Yeah.
It has not helped you. It's not going to help you. Go somewhere else. Go to your bedroom. No, you have to replace. That's your problem. You have to replace.
Yeah.
That fits something else.
And I do not
tell you. I knew some of those fellows, you see, who are with Ranjanish for years and years. I told you the story. He also knows. And before he came into contact with me, he had a very big painting of Ranjanish, of the size of this wall. And then you see, in the same place, the same size photo of UG is there now. You see. And what happened to the Ranjanish? Put it there in the attic somewhere. That's all that you can do.
Yeah, I did the same.
Hmm?
I did the same.
Exactly the same.
You are now in my house.
Yeah, so what for?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like all these Americans, you know, the wife changes, you see all the photos, their family members, everybody goes in the office, he has a new wife, brother, sister, all the new photos. That's all that you can do. But replace one with another. Replace one illusion with another illusion.
Yeah.
Huh? One restlessness with another restlessness. You try to understand that, now you want to understand. You are in the same situation. And you will remain in the same situation for the rest of your life. As long as you try to understand something and act from that understanding. No. So there is nothing to understand, that's all that I am saying. How this dawned on me, occurred to me, I really don't know, so I cannot help you. This is something which I cannot. This is the way I have come to the understanding that there is nothing to understand. You see? So it is not that way you can understand anything. That's the only instrument you have. There is no other instrument, no intuitive understanding, nothing. You see, if that instrument has not helped you to understand the living problems, the living issues you are dealing with, and it will not help you at all in the future, and there is no other instrument. There is no other instrument. That's the only instrument you have. If that is not used for that purpose, it's a very, very useful one. Very useful one to deal with the realities of the world.
So I can try be positive now instead of be negative.
You are,
say to my mind all the time,
not negative. You see,
I'm negative.
You are not negative. You are positive. Because all that you have done, you see, through positive approaches, has not helped you so far. So this new gimmick of negative approach. But the goal is a positive goal. The goal is how to be restless. And you have tried all the other gimmicks, techniques. They have not helped you to free yourself from living with the restlessness, accepting restlessness, what other phrases you have, I don't know. But anyway. And so the negative, not to do anything about. You see, that's a positive because you are still interested in freeing yourself from restlessness. That's a positive thing you want. You may call all the other approaches negative approaches, but goal is a positive goal. As long as goal remains there, no matter how you approach it, it is a positive approach.
And that's not good, that there is.
I'm not saying it is good or bad. I'm not saying that it is good or bad. You are not doing anything. That's all that I'm saying. You are not doing anything about restlessness. I am telling you there is nothing to understand, and you are all the time trying to understand. Beyond words, behind the words, read between the lines, nothing. It's noise like the barking of the dog.
I can't hear that you say.
You are not listening. You are not hearing anything I tell you. You are not listening to me at all. It's not possible for you to or anybody to listen to anything. Have you ever listened to him?
No.
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 You are living so close. You are listening to yourself. Yeah. All the time. So how can there be any relation? If there is a listening, there is
it's
no relation. Dangerous.
Well,
dangerous,
actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. It comes to an end, finished. And if it comes to an end with him, it's finished with everything. You can't replace him with something. That's too dangerous. Don't try that. I'm not here to break you. No.
No, but I know. Wow. What to say? I know.
It's a fact.
Yeah, I know.
It's a fact.
But I will
so,
see
you. You see, there is no way of listening to anything. The real art of listening, the art of being, that's all romantic stuff. You cannot listen. How can you listen? What are you listening? I am telling you.
With my
I am telling you that there is nothing to understand. And all the time you are trying there to understand. What is it that you are trying to understand there?
So that I can be more happy. Again, yes, the same story.
Same story.
Yeah.
So you will continue that for the rest of your life. I am not here to free you, liberate you, or help you. I don't give a damn for you. I'm sorry. Ordinary. The human relationships, you see, that's all, you see. There's some common decencies, elementary manners, become, what can I do? Sorry, there's not much that I can do for you. What?
Not much.
Not much. How long have you been coming to see me?
Oh, 5 years.
5 years. There are
5 years, 3 years.
Huh?
5 years, tears.
5 years of tears.
Yeah.
So that is something.
Yeah.
And still you want to cry. You are a masochist.
Listen, yesterday
it's masochism.
Yesterday
that's all that, yes,
it's true.
It's masochism.
No, we shouldn't name it, you said.
What? That's masochism.
Now we have to
torture you. No, you have done that for centuries. You see, that's all. You will remain a
and
masochist.
And you said there was no other life.
What other life?
No, you said for centuries. That means that I have lived before or...
No, not in that meaning. Centuries means to point out that you have been doing it for years and years.
You don't exist. You see, you don't. You seem to think that you are an individual. You are not an individual.
That's
the problem. You see, your culture, your society, or whatever you want to call it,
yes,
has created you. What you call you, huh? And even your physical body is created by that. Your parents, they had not that. You see, you and I wouldn't have been here. That's a different story. In that sense, you see, everything that is there is created by that culture. You understand?
Yes.
It is that has created you. And you want to be an individual. You can't be an individual because you can't experience yourself. You have no way of telling yourself that you are alive or dead, huh? That you are looking at something, that you are not looking at something, that you are a woman, not a man. You have no way of finding out anything about yourself except through the knowledge that is given to us. You see, that is the common property of everybody. So you depend upon that society not only for your physical survival of making a living, earning something, robbing some bank, it doesn't matter how, you have to survive there. I'm not recommending robbing a bank as a career for you or for anybody. Every time I see that rob a bank, it's a rob a bank.
It has nothing to do with me.
Nothing to do with you anyway. What are we talking about? Yes. So that we have to. You see, we have to depend upon the society, or some fool, you see, has to work hard and make it easy for you. Either or, there is no other way. You know? So if you are lucky enough, some fool like me worked hard and then left something, made things easy for you. That's all. That is, in other words, the more difficult for you to live yourself as an entity. You see, because you have to use that. You have to use those thoughts, those experiences of others. You see, passed down to us. So we all belong, you see, to the same sphere, common sphere. So there is no thought which you can call your own. I don't have any thought which I can call my own. You have no thoughts which you can call your own. That's the common property. We use them. Your goal may be different. Your goal may be enlightenment, somebody else's goal may be happiness, somebody else's goal may be something else. But the instrument which we are using to achieve those goals is exactly the same. You may be thinking of God, I may be thinking of the next door neighbor's most beautiful wife, how to run away with her. Not that they think about it. You see, how to have a big car, how to become rich.
Yeah.
You see, the goals may be different, but the instruments which you are using, I am using, everybody using, is exactly the same. So there is no such thing as an individual at all. So your wanting to be an individual is the cause of your misery. My thoughts, you say, like my property, they are not yours. Otherwise you have no way of surviving as an entity. The entity is created by that. The survival and the continuity of the entity depends upon that. And you see, when you find that, you see, it is not possible all the time, then you invent things beyond. You understand, next life, the life to come after that. So you know that it is coming to an end somewhere along the line, so you have to project it beyond. So for that there is no end, there is no beginning. The body has no way of experiencing its own death. So it is not concerned whether it lives for 100 years or 200 years. It's not concerned about it. So you are concerned. And what are you? You is the continuity of the knowledge you have of yourself, the continuity of the experiences you have. So there is a demand for more and more and more and more experiences. So there is no such thing as a new experience at all. If you experience enlightenment, ecstasy, you recognize that as ecstasy. That means somebody else experienced that before. Yes. So don't trust a man who says, I am enlightened, I am free. He cannot know that he is a free man. Free from what? Then he sets up a shop and sells those wares, the shoddy piece of spiritual goods. He's a good salesman. So we stop, and then nice meeting you, and finish. Don't come back.
Why do I come back tomorrow again?
Why I come back?
May I?
Don't you know that? I don't have to tell you. You don't give up.
May.
No. Think tomorrow you will understand better. More and more discussions will make things clear to you. The clarity of thought you are interested in, that is how it survives.
But it doesn't matter. It is not bad.
Then what the problem?
Oh, yeah.
You will remain restless.
Yeah.
Then? See, tomorrow you are going to understand.
Yeah,
next
problem.
Year, next, when are you coming? Next year is asking. What? 1988. He's already planning. What for? I may not be here. Mr. Dam may not be here. We take it for granted that it will be here. I will be here. So you go on a safari.
Well, yesterday, there was Amrita was at my place, and he said, "Oh, you have to come to another man, Lex Speed. Yeah. You have to come. It's great. It's fantastic. It's really." And I believed it again. So I think, well, Friday. Oh, today's Friday. Well, next Friday I go to
go there.
Lex Smith, because why do I believe all these other
what
people?
What you want?
That's what I want.
Yes.
And I can't stop that. I can't say to myself, so now I believe myself.
That's the same thing. Whether you believe in yourself or somebody else.
Neither that. I believe in myself.
No, both are the same.
I have to see that.
Yeah. How are you going
thing.
To see?
I think it's a puzzle now.
Yeah, how are you going to see? You see that and tell me. Seeing that is no different from seeing that. Look at that. See? All that is going on there is all that you are seeing. Otherwise you can't see that. No. You are not even looking at it.
Yeah.
Why you are looking at me?
Because
you look at that. I am asking you to look at that. You can't even look at that. What's going on there inside of you is all that you know about it, nothing else. Otherwise you don't know anything about it. So that applies to your restlessness, that applies to your greed, that applies to your jealousy, that applies to everything. You think that is out there. It is not out there. Your restlessness is not there inside either. If it is there inside, then you want to do something about it. Do something about it. Don't talk about it. No, thank you. You don't see any face there anymore.
No.
More colors than the outline.
More colors than face.
Who is that supposed to be? Colors are nice.
Colors are nice. Face is gone. Oh.
Who's face it is? And that is supposed to be me.
Very good.
Who is it? I should be you.
What do I face?
You. That is what you see, all these pages, even the camera. Even the camera cannot capture you, because you are constantly changing. And the photographer is trying, you see, to focus it in such a way that, you see, he must get the perfect image of you, what the idea he has. Even the camera cannot. You don't know how you look like.
Doesn't matter.
No, this is the idea. She wants to put it on paper and, you see, give some
name on it.
That is her. That is the way she looks at me. That is art, you call it.
You can also call it clay. You just chill in anyone.
Right, so.
Finished?
Me? I never began anything.
Yeah.
No.
What, Mr. Hank? Why are you sitting behind?
There's no special reason.
What?
For laying behind.
Sitting behind?
Yes.
What do you want, Mr. Hank, for Schoenberg?
Tomorrow?
Now. Why are you sitting here?
Listen.
What for? What do you expect? I don't expect anything to happen. No. Then he asked, why am I talking? He said, because you are here. If you are not here, I will be watching television. I'll go and look at things there. Movies.
Oh, bank robbery then?
No.
Oh.
Somebody else can do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.